Quorum. Thank you. It's 6:31. I'm going to call the meeting to order and ask you to recite the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. All right. I'm going to call roll. Robert Lisi.
Here.
Danny Soto.
I'm here.
Thank you. It's Linda Fusco. I'm present. We have a quorum. Yay. All right. So we'll go to the approval of the meeting, the minutes of the special meeting, February 15th. Now, I think because Danny wasn't there, I don't think we can take a vote. But if anybody has questions, if you haven't reviewed them, take a minute to review and let me know if you have questions.
I'm fine, Linda.
Okay. All right. Danny, any questions on this?
No.
Okay. All right. So we're going to move on to additions, deletions, and corrections. Besides me, does anybody have them? Any?
I am.
Okay. You do? You're good? All right. So what I have is I would like to remove under old business item B. Because I think we resolved that at the last meeting. That's approval for TD Bank to delete Ellen Oskowski as signer on the account and add Shayna Brown. We handled that last meeting. I'm going to suggest that we take that off and just go, we'll move report on the DHA personnel changes to B and request from property owner on Grove Avenue to purchase a piece of land at Steiger. We'll make that C. Also, I would like to add three items under old business. They're really just informational. A would be RFP on maintenance. B would be discussion about Steiger Terrace Unit 34, it failed inspection. And C, ongoing problems with heating in the new units, two of the new units at CC Manor. Again, it's for informational purposes. Does anyone else have any deletions, corrections, additions? All right, then can I have a motion to accept my changes as discussed? Bob, anybody?
I'll motion.
Okay, thanks, Danny. And do I have a second? Did we lose Bob?
His thing is muted.
Yeah, second.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion accepted. Motion passed. So we'll go to a public portion. Now, Maria, I know that you are there and we'll handle that in a minute. Roman Trojanowski was going to be present as well. If Roman's on, then we will fold him into the discussion on request from property owner on Grove Avenue. That's 7C. So I didn't hear that he was there, but. And Eddie Martinez, you're there. Hi there. Did you want to speak on anything?
Oh, sorry. No, I'm just here to observe.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So there's no one from the public who wishes to speak at this time. Is that correct? Right. Going once, going twice? Okay. So we'll move on to old business. 7A, monthly updates from Ken Schultz from Imagineers. Maria, you're here to represent?
Yes.
Okay. So we got a copy of a report that Ken submitted. Hopefully you've all had a chance to review it. Are there any questions for Maria? Maria, do you want to go through this at all and just highlight anything that you think is important?
Well, with the funding bullet there, so it's still, we still haven't heard back. And you know, we're still operating under a continuing resolution. So, but we keep monitoring it. So nothing new on that. The HUD PIH notice for the expedited waivers, we submitted to the HUD website, the email, the request for those two expedited waivers. And the first one with the CMAP score, that was huge because we took the waivers, Derby took the waivers, you know, during the height of the pandemic to do the inspections. One of the indicators for the CMAP would have been affected. So we're hoping that, HUD will approve that the CMAP request for that and the expedited waiver to allow for the exception payment standard to 120%. That's also paramount given the market situation where all the housing authorities nationwide are facing with just the saturation of housing vouchers that were given through the CARES Act monies. Mm-hmm. And just the competition, you know, from, you know, people exiting, you know, the areas of kind of like the epicenters of the pandemic, and the landlords were asking for, you know, high rents and people were desperate to get out of those saturated areas. So that's going to be very helpful for the folks that have been issued vouchers. You know, and their affordability as well, especially folks that don't have, you know, that income to, you know, to be able to afford going into, you know, the unit. So I sat on a webinar today where in the beginning, people were getting a response and the response was in a 2-week period. So we're not there just yet. Somebody had requested it, you know, 5 weeks ago, and they're called expedited waivers for a reason. So it was kind of like a chuckle. So we're just waiting for HUD to approve that. And hopefully we'll hear back by the time, you know, we have another meeting.
Sure. I would be surprised if they don't approve these, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And one of our other PHAs, they submitted and they got approved. So we submitted for all the PHAs that we administer, and that is the hope that you know, they would allow for that. And they know what the situation is. We've reported back to HUD, you know, the challenges that voucher holders have, and even existing, you know, participants that maybe move from one unit to another, you know, they're having that difficulty and finding that. So they're aware of it as well, even before the expedited waivers, this notice came about. So especially with some of the areas, FMRs and the small area FMRs were reduced by quite a bit. So this is going to be paramount. If we get this, this will be great. And yeah, the hope is, and the expectation is that they would approve it. And I don't see why, you know, for Derby anyways, that it would not be done.
Sure. We'll keep our fingers crossed. And I'm hopeful.
Definitely. Definitely. So we'll let you know as soon as that approval comes in.
Thank you, Maria. Just on the waiting list purge, I think on last month's report, we had like 350 or 360 names still on the wait list, and that's what you want to purge from, correct?
Yes, we want to just make sure that it's a, you know, a current wait list, you know, that it was taken 2 years ago. So, and it's just the purge that happens, we just have a notification to all those that are waiting, just and we send out a form. Can you, you know, let us know if you're still interested, if you've had a change either, you know, in your address or you're expecting a change or anything else that you wanted to add so that we could add it to the waitlist folder. So we're hoping that we'll do that. So, you know, and it takes a little while because we want to give folks a good window of time to respond back to us. you know, especially sure. the ones that are elderly or disabled, that maybe it takes a little bit more for them to respond to us. But we'll send out the form, the letter explaining what the process is, and an envelope so that they could send that back to us, you know, trying to make it easy for them.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Let us know how it's going. At any point that you think we need to reopen the wait list, let us know.
Oh, definitely, yes. And if you wanted to change, you know, any of the criteria, that would be the time to do it.
Sure. We can talk about that in another meeting. I can put it on the agenda.
Yeah.
I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call next week and we can talk about that.
Sure. That would be great. So usually when there's an amendment and it's significant with the preferences, then you know there would need to be a public notice just saying that there's
USAA,
been
USAA, right? No
here. USAA property insurance.
That, you know, is being made to the preferences.
Under insurance.
So we'll talk more.
Okay.
No insurance.
Does anyone have any questions for Maria?
No, but Linda, I think it is a good idea to take a look at anything we might want to change as far as policy.
Sure. I think so too. That's why I'll talk to Maria next week and we'll look at what we've got and then we can bring it back next month. Mm-hmm. To make a note on my agenda.
That's fine.
I agree with you, Don. Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm going to sign out now if no one has any other questions for me. If that's okay.
That's fine, Maria. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a good night, everyone. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. I made a note. All right. So item B, report on DCF personnel changes. I'm sorry. DHA personnel changes. So we talked about we hired our new maintenance guy, Herman Martinez. He's doing an amazing job. He's managing the on-call so far. It's been reasonable. This weekend, there were some problems, and we had a lady who passed in her apartment, got a call from the family, and so Herman met the police officer out there so that they could check and she had passed. So I think that was difficult for him, but he's doing a great job. We just hired Elizabeth and Gonzalez. She is the new resident service coordinator. She just started, has produced her first, the newsletter. I just can't get the word out. She just produced her first newsletter. She hand delivered it to all the tenants so that she could meet them, introduce herself. We're talking about putting together a meet and greet for her shortly. So when that happens, you'll be invited and you'll get a chance to meet her. I met her briefly in the office this week. The sad news, the one big change since last month is that Shana Brown has given us her resignation. She's had some family issues and she's going back to New York. So we have been looking at resumes. We picked out a few. Bob, you participated in that. I think there were like three. Shana is not on, correct?
No.
Okay.
She's not.
Okay, thank you. So she said that she would be setting them up for early next week because I'm really anxious. I worry that it's not going to be the situation that we had with Ellen, where Ellen was there a couple of days a week and Ellen could do some on-site training. I think once Shana leaves, she's not going to be back to do. She'll be available by phone, but that's really not the same. I talked to Rhonda Caldwell, our liaison to CHAFA, and she said she would help provide some training that CHAFA would. And hopefully we get somebody. We've chosen a few people, some applicants who had good experience. It would be good if we can find someone who could hit the ground running and just have to tweak a few things here and there.
You know, though, Linda, whoever we hire is probably going to have to give a minimum of 2-week notice anyway.
Of course.
We're out of time.
I will I'll talk to Ken Schultz too and see if Imagineers could provide any coverage, interim coverage, if need be.
Mm-hmm.
That losing Shana is a significant loss. She's been absolutely amazing. So, any discussion on that?
No, I think we'll interview early and make a decision early next week, offer a position.
Sure, I agree. All right, so we'll move on to C, and that's request from property owner on Grove Avenue to purchase a piece of land at Steiger. So I've spoken to you individually about this. Steiger kind of slopes down to Grove Avenue, and gentleman wants to help his sister purchase a piece of our land that is adjacent to hers. They would like to build a garage on it. They provided an A2 survey. I talked to Mr. Rack about an appraisal. He raised some concerns about whether or not they already had existing at least sheds on the building. There's a discrepancy between what's in the assessor's map and what's on the survey. So we'll continue. I sent everything to Mark Samaruga, our attorney, to look at. I spoke with Mr. Trojanowski this afternoon about some auxiliary costs because Mr. Rack made the point that aside from the survey, which they've already paid for, there's an appraisal fee that will need to be made. There would be, if we decide to sell, if we have permission from CHOFA, first of all, there would be closing fees, there'd be an attorney fee, and there would be a fee to file the change in the deed at City Hall in the assessor's office. So Mr. Trojanowski indicated that he would be willing to assume most of those costs. He would like to know, obviously, what some of them would be, but he's willing to do that. So I talked to Rhonda Caldwell at CHOFA, and she said, what we should do is to get all the information, all the ducks in a row. If the attorney has no concerns, then she asks that the attorney send her a letter with all the documentation and the dollar amount and to her, and she would bring it to the CHOFA attorneys. She said it's not going to be a quick process because there's some incentives now that CHOFA is offering to housing authorities to purchase properties that can be turned into senior housing, you know, what have you. And so there's a lot of closings. There's a lot of building closings. But she said that once she got it, she would move it through as quickly as possible. So that's kind of where we are. I did speak to Mr. Trojanowski. He knows. I thought he would sign in today, but I guess he was satisfied with our conversation. Any questions about that? Okay. So hearing none, we'll move on to new business. Probably we're going to need to have a special meeting because we've put out that RFP for maintenance, the snow removal and the landscaping, the lawn cutting, the groundskeeping a couple of times now. And we have only two bids. One is offering to cover both. They have a proposal to cover both the snow removal as well as the summer work. And the other one is strictly for lawn cutting and groundskeeping, those kind of things. So I think the contract that we have now with Mr. Pepe expires on March 31st. And that was strictly for snow removal, icing, that kind of thing. So we probably really do need to have a special meeting this month to make a decision about what we're gonna do. We only have three times we've put that RFP out, and we still only have one person who's interested in doing both pieces. So I will get back to you in early next week and let you know. We'll see what we can put together. I'll get those proposals out to you, and we'll have to make a decision. Doesn't seem to make sense to me to put it out a fourth time. What do you all think?
No. Nope. I wouldn't.
Okay.
They know all it's right. Out there.
That's kind of, I just think from what I'm hearing, people aren't interested in the work and they can't get people to work for them. So they're reluctant at this point to take on more than what they've already got. Just some people have longstanding contracts.
So I'll be getting back to you about that special meeting. Item B, Steiger Terrace, Unit 34. So because they are, Steiger Terrace is now project-based HUD vouchers, the inspections get done by HUD. And this is the first out of all of them that actually failed. The gentleman is someone who passed away. He was in there for a long time. And so the windows failed. The windows need to be replaced. The base cabinet floorboard located under the sink failed. That needs to be replaced. And in the bathroom, there were hazards. There were electrical hazards. There's a wall outlet reset button, which was stuck, needs to be replaced. The tub or shower in the unit, the control lever for the drain stopper is not working. So some of this Herman can do. We can get the windows from Home Depot or Lowe's. Herman said he'll do it. Anything that requires the a person with more sophisticated plumbing skills, we'll get a hold of them, but replacing the base cabinet floorboard shouldn't be a problem either. And then we'll just have it recertified. We weren't going to be able to fill the apartment until those things are taken care of. I just wanted to let you know. Any discussion on that? Okay. And lastly on my list, the new units at CC. So we have those three beautiful new units. And for the past month, we've been having ongoing problems in 101A and 101C with the heating units. These are the new in-the-wall heating and cooling units as opposed to baseboard. And we notified the contractors because our warranty was good until February 27th. So we've been working with them at least on one of the units for a good month. And they've been coming out, made a hole in the wall, replaced some things, added Freon. They're still not right. We have some, we've given heaters to the folks. And if they need to be put up, we'll be happy to put up. But right now it's warm enough in the apartment. They're comfortable. We had the company who made the unit come out, and they're telling us that the compressors are shot, both of the compressors. We're trying to figure out whose responsibility that is. I mean, ultimately it falls to us, but if there's warranties from the company or ongoing warranties, this is another thing that I handed over to Attorney Samaruga because they have not been occupied. I mean, they were cleared to be occupied in February and we were having difficulty filling them. And so people didn't get in there probably until April. Still, I wouldn't think the compressor should be gone, but that's what it is. So we're going to be talking about that in the future. Once we get more information to try to figure out the warranties, the bottom line for me is that the folks in there are comfortable and they're warm and they're safe. At any point that changes, we'll be happy to move them out and into a hotel, but this absolutely needs to be addressed and resolved.
Amber Six is kind of tied down. I need you to copy on this.
Any discussion?
No, I think it was a good idea, Linda. You know what? Let Mark handle it. And that's I just believe it's got to be the units.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. They're brand new.
But the contractors, they're brand new, absolutely. And what the contractor said to me is like, because he didn't choose them. He says he was told by the architect to put in these particular kinds of units. He said, I don't personally like them. And I would have gone, with baseboard. So I have a call into the architect, say, you know, what is it that we can do? You know, how can we fix this without Derby Housing Authority having to put money out? Because it seems not fair to me that we should have to do it. They've been problematic, you know, for at least one of them has been problematic for over a month.
Well, let's see where Mark takes this, but absolutely we should not be financially responsible for any of that.
I agree.
So again, I just wanted to put it out on the table, let you know what's okay. going on with it. Shana just texted me and said she's about to log in. And that's good because we finished new business and we're moving on to her report. As she's doing that, has everybody looked at her financials, her state elderly site report? I'm just going to give her a minute to log in.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Hey, Shana. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry for the delay. I got caught up with the baby. I apologize.
It's okay. Your timing was impeccable. We just got to your section. I asked anybody if they had any questions on your financial, your elderly resident complex report. I did make additions, and okay. We talked about the RFP for maintenance. We're probably going to have a special meeting this week to make decisions. Doesn't make sense to put it out for a fourth bid. We talked about the sales inspection at Steiger Unit 34. Do we have any feedback on cost or, you know, what needs to go out to specialty?
Not as yet. Herman, he's been occupied trying to turn over the other vacancy that we have at Lakeview to get it rented because it's not that bad. But once he's done with Unit 15, he's going to take the measurements and see if Home Depot has it. If it's standard size, he can do the replacement himself. If not, we will have to order it out to get it custom made.
Okay. Those are the windows you're talking about?
Yes. Everything else inside the unit he can fix. It's just the windows that was the major issue which caused us to fail.
Okay. Okay.
In addition to that, 101A at Steiger, Mrs. Angela Anderson, she brought up again her concern about the egress for a back door.
At CG.
Yes.
Okay. So let me just say to the other commissioners, when these units were built, these are the three new units over at CC Manor, they decided not to put a back egress. So there's one door in, and then you can kick out the windows. And I think for some of the handicapped people, they're saying, listen, if I'm in a wheelchair, how am I going to kick out windows if there's a problem here? So again, I think that's a discussion for the architects who made the choice. I guess we can cut out a back door, but I don't know again at whose expense that would be.
That would be somewhat of a priority there at all.
Yeah. And it's just not cutting out a window. I mean, there's a whole process on installing a door versus the window, and where does the door, when it opens, where does it lead up to? And is that landing handicap accessible as well?
You know, I have to walk the back of the property because I don't think you've ever been to this was the old administration building, and they had front and back, they had a front and back door. It was an office set as opposed to a suite of three new apartments. But it was flat. There was a concrete walkway back there. And actually there is one door that still goes down to the basement. So let me talk to the architect and let him know that the people are uncomfortable now that they're living in there. It's by code. Obviously the building inspector went out and approved it. So maybe this is the way of the future, but for our folks who are used to having two means of egress and one not being a kick out window, they're not comfortable. At least one of them has been clear she's not comfortable with it. And she is in a wheelchair. All the money that was spent on those new units, that's really where we're getting complaints. We're not getting them anyplace else except for this one unit over at Steiger that failed.
I mean, I'm new to this with you guys, so my question is, the lady or the individual that's on the wheelchair, did they see the apartment or the unit agreed upon it and now they're having second thoughts about it? If it was approved and she was agreed on it, I don't see an issue then. It is what it is.
She did. She was a resident in one of the other facilities, in one of our complexes. And it was offered to her because she had a reasonable accommodation as someone being in a wheelchair. She certainly did look at it. You know, at the time there was a door. I don't know. She didn't raise the issue when she moved in. I will say that.
I'm just asking. That's all. I mean, I'm just I'm new, so I'm just curious on did she see it? You know, did they agree on it? And now all of a sudden they're having second thoughts, and and then it's going to cost. If it was approved, it's going to cost us money to, like I said, remove that window, turn it into a door. Is there enough landing for the door and for them to get exit? So it's just not, let's just change the window to a door. So correct. That's why I'm asking these questions, because she agreed on it when she came in. What's the difference now?
Danny, I'm so happy you're here, really. And you can ask and all the questions, make all the comments that you want. I'm really appreciative that you joined us. I will go back and take a look. As the building was, it seems to me, without having a floor plan in front of me, and I've been in those units and I've sat in on those meetings, that maybe we could cut a door in. But if you do for one, you have to do for all three. At what cost? Let me talk to the architect.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It becomes a domino effect, and then you come to look and everything you guys invested and redone is getting redone again.
Yes. I'm really annoyed with the heating units. This has been such a crazy issue.
So how old are those heating units?
They finished building those units in February, and we didn't occupy them until April, end of April, I would say. So there's not been anybody living in there since, well, I'm going to say around May 1st.
Has anyone contacted the manufacturer of the heating unit directly and said, hey, we purchased these three units and maybe they'll send their own technician out?
Their technician was actually out yesterday with Vernon and Vernon Senior. So everyone was out there yesterday to assess the issue. I'm waiting for Vernon to get me the report from the technician from the company. Basically, unofficial quote from the technician was that these units are quote-unquote trash, and it will cost more money to buy the needed parts to do the needed replacement.
So was anybody able to talk about warranty here? You're saying it's trash. Vernon Jr. and let me tell the other Vernon Jr. and Vernon Senior are the contractors. They're the owners of the contracting company who installed them. I just don't know who put the bid in. I don't know if they chose to use it. I know that according to Vernon Jr., it was the architect who told him he had to use these wall units as opposed to baseboard. But I don't know who chose the company.
So when those units came in, now you got me thinking, did they come in brand new in a box, or did the builder come over with said, hey, I got these three units and let's use these because this is more efficient? And now they stuck you guys with used units that are now no longer in warranty. So did anyone actually see the units come in a brand new box and be installed and gave you the paperwork when you walked through the units?
No, I wasn't there when they were delivered. I was there. I sat in on monthly meetings, but I didn't see anything delivered. From time to time I would do a walkthrough, but it seems to me like if the architect is happy and the building inspector is happy, then I assume that they're okay.
It's just funny. It's funny to hear that the engineer of the company saying they're trash. So that's telling me they were trash when they got there. So how is it our fault? So it's either the company's, the company of the unit's fault, or the builder that purchased and brought them to us, they're liable for that. Because how would someone just come out of the blue, never been used, say they're trash?
I agree. And I think it's unusual for somebody who works for the company that manufactured them to say they're trash, unless there was a problem with them. So, Shana, you're waiting for the official report from the man who came out, correct?
Yes, the official report is to also see if there's a defective piece or part inside of the unit to come back from the manufacturer. And they were all out there yesterday.
Okay. So do we have any idea how long it might take to get the report?
That I don't know. I provided Vernon all my contact information, so as soon as he gets it, he's supposed to forward it to me.
Okay. All right.
Did we get to address before I got in the sofa at Steiger?
The what?
The sofa.
No.
So what Sue Pease brought up previously is now back into light. They actually came up to the new resident service coordinator with this quote-unquote petition of names that they would like to have the sofa removed out of the community center because now it's deemed a hazard for those that have a walker or a wheelchair, but yet the community center is still currently closed to the public unless they're using the laundry facility.
Shana, why does it need to be removed?
So there's a love seat in the community center at Steiger. And it's been there for 3-4 years. At one point, Sue Pease wanted to take it out of the community center for personal usage, and we said no because she wanted to give it to her granddaughter. Once her granddaughter was no longer in need of the sofa, she forgot about it. But then 2-3 weeks later, the same petition that she had to say, oh, I would like to get it removed, now everyone else is saying it's an issue, it's a hazard, we don't no longer want it in the community center.
Well, I mean, if that's how, it's their community room, whether they're using it now or not, I'm sure that they probably sit on it or go past it when they do the laundry. I don't have a problem with getting rid of it. Does anybody else?
Nope.
But we're not going to, but they've got to understand we're not going to be purchasing another one 3 months from now.
Oh, no. Apparently, this came from someone who passed away, and it was donated to a specific resident, and the resident allowed it to be put there. So it's nothing that we paid for. We don't generally furnish them, other than maybe table and chairs.
Right. Well, I have no problem taking it out.
Can Herman do that?
Yeah, I can have him put it on the back of the truck and take it to the dump site.
Sure. Danny, is that okay with you?
Yeah, no, that's great.
Okay, yeah. I'll let him know. Oh, since we're talking about Steiger, can I get approval to have a mirror installed where our new resident service coordinator's office is located? It's kind of a blind sight. She can't see who's coming in unless she physically gets from behind her desk and walk out the office to see who's coming from the back way of the laundry facility.
I make a motion we purchase the mirror.
I agree.
Second?
Yep.
I agree.
All in favor? Okay. Aye. All right. Motion passed.
Do it.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, I'll get that into play for tomorrow. What else? I don't know if everyone is aware. Unfortunately, we did have a passing of a resident this past Friday, to be exact.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I believe that is it. All the units are spoken for in terms of potential applicants. We do have number 11 at Lakeview, where that's the one that's just sitting there because we're waiting on the final results of the HUD complaint from Mrs. Roman.
Okay.
Other than that, all of them are good and they should be leased up by 4-1.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Better
Shana.
To have them full. But yeah, thank you.
No problem.
And I did tell them your news.
Yes, unfortunately, sorry. Yes, it's not good, but it's not bad. It's more so for my dad.
Well, we appreciate everything that you've done.
No, I enjoy my time here. I wish I can definitely figure out something that will benefit him and I, but still working on it.
And me both. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 7:11. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Are we ready to adjourn? There's nothing
I'll
else
make a motion we adjourn.
Okay, 7-Eleven, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Eddie,
guys.
Do you have any? Take care. Thanks, everybody. Eddie, do you have any questions?
Not right now, but I'll reach out tomorrow if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, perfect.
Shana.
Yes, thanks.
Shana, it's Bobby Lisi. I should be in around about 9:30 or so to sign checks.
Okay, they're all prepared. They're sitting on the desk in Lynn's office. Right. I mean, Ellen's office.
All right.
I'll be at about the same time.
Okay, see you guys in the morning.
Yep.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.